Sorry.
Just keep Zach out of the way.
Yeah.
Welcome. June 11th, supervisor meeting. Any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I don't either. Beaver Department Head, elected officials, Terry Johnson.
Good morning. I'm just busy and working on things and trying to get everything updated, so. Just busy.
Good. Rodney Bleesner.
Good morning. We've been busy. If you haven't heard, we postponed the active shooter drill to October. Just had some events that come up and some schedule conflicts. So we plan on rescheduling that for October 8th. So that's a tentative date for now. Other than that, the jail control panel is doing good. Johns Control is going to be there next Wednesday to take the old board out of the countertops. And then after they get done with that, we'll get the countertop situated and get back to normal, hopefully. Other than that, nothing new to report.
I bet the prisoners feel much more secure out there now.
Yep.
Brian Carter.
Good morning. Plenty of stuff to do. So guys are working on projects. Trying to, like I said, do the worst of the worst first. They're working on a dirt road that the culvert washed out on right now. Only because something happened on both ends of the dirt road. So the whole mile in between is inaccessible. So we're doing one end just to get accessibility into it for farmers and for whatever. So otherwise, they're just bouncing around project to project. And we're still finding some new stuff, to be honest with you. In fact, one of the superintendents swung by Tamer Road this morning. It looks like there's a little bit of erosion along there from the shoulders and stuff. So, but the water is not off of Tama yet. I would guess it'll be off of Tama sometime this afternoon or tomorrow. So we'll do a quick cleanup. And as long as everything's structurally sound, we'll try to open it up and mark the edges and eventually do some touch-up work down there. But until we can get through there, we haven't assessed it really. So, but I don't expect major damage there, so. We do have a bid opening this week for the Pleasant Grove pavement. So that'll come along and we'll see how that goes. So I should have some results for you next week on that. On bids, we did move the Iowa City Road paving project. I am moving that back likely to October if the DOT keeps theirs in October. So we'll see how that goes. I would expect that they will. So I did contact the DOT and moved that bid back. And honestly, we are actively working on a paving project, set of plans for North Gear. And I had originally planned on bidding that this year or for this construction, possibly for this construction season. But having through during this process of Iowa City Road, because we had Iowa City Road out on the DOT site already. So we've had a call from at least one or two contractors and one of their comments was, you don't actually expect this to get built this year, do you? So I think contractors have gotten pushed back no different than everybody else. And so I think what we're going to do at Gear is we're going to push it back and let it this fall also and set ourselves up for next year because to go do it right now, I think we'll pay a premium to try to get a contractor here. And it's not what I wanted to do. My preference was to try to get that one this year, but there's no reason to spend a whole bunch of extra money just because you want to try to beat another 6 months. So it's not the best road in the world, but we can live. So I think we're looking at pushing most of our bids on those bigger projects back to the fall. And which isn't too bad. We can finish our prep up without being under the gun. So anyway, that's a little bit of a summary on that. But still haven't heard anything back from the Corps on the Flint Creek Bridge on Highway 99. I think every week that goes by that we don't hear something is, it gets us that much closer to probably postponing that project to the following year. And I, again, I hate to say that, but there are other factors beyond just construction there. We've talked about them. I will probably put on for a work session sometime in the next couple weeks, and we'll talk about that project more specifically. Anyway, and that is, last I talked to the Corps, everything is sitting at SHPO's office right now. So I believe that everything's good with the Corps, but they won't proceed until they get stuff back from SHPO. And there's, you know, again, those are two entities that you have no control over as far as when that all happens. So still keeping track of that. Just wanted to give you an update on that. And like I said, some point in the next couple of weeks, you'll see a work session pop on. We'll just talk about that project specifically, make some decisions there. And and then I would mention, of course, our county dust control program has not happened yet. I told you that last week. That is set up for the week of June 18th. So at some point, one or two of those days that week, we will try to make all that happen, turn the contractor loose and stuff like that. So I wouldn't call the roads in perfect condition yet, gravel-wise, but they're definitely better than they were. And at some point, you gotta cut it loose and move on. So tentatively, it's mid-June is what we're looking at for that. Same thing goes for private dust control spots. I don't know, not necessarily that week, but we have contacted the private dust control companies and said we will allow you to start scheduling in June. But previously, we had told them no. So, but same thing goes, they're all backed up too. I mean, so everybody's just pushed back. And if you're out, Terry and I talked about this, so I thought it's last week or yesterday or something, but if you're out and you're running, you need to get back into the thought process, especially up on Pleasant Grove Road, because they are hauling dirt out of the quarry again for the road project. So, you know, safety kind of thing, they're gonna be running hot and heavy. There are a ton of trucks again, and they're running up and down Pleasant Grove Road, and then they're pulling out in front of traffic on Highway 61. So if you're running that corridor, you gotta be paying attention. There aren't many gaps in traffic. You sit out there very long, you can understand why they're putting a four lane in.
Is that a different company running the dirt this time?
No.
They must got new fleet of trucks.
They brought in different trucks. And last year, about half their trucks were their own, about half the trucks were custom haulers. It appears that they brought in all their own trucks. I don't know if maybe a project got done and they moved their, I don't know. But most of it is their own trucks, and you're right, they have their own fleet this year from what I can see. But so they're going, and to that tune, there are, again, roads going closed at, you know, whenever they can. And right, the way it's gone this spring is they would say they're gonna close the road, well then it rained and then it never got closed. So we've put out notices after we've known something went closed, but we're, up until this point, we have not done any prior notices because we put a prior notice out and then it wouldn't happen. So nobody's complained. I think people are accustomed to it at this point. And there is nowhere they're closing that you can't go a mile and get around. And there's nowhere that's isolated and you can't get around. So I think all the locals are used to it. And so we are still doing some notices on those road closures, but since we have no control over the timing, it's been kind of random.
Is today the day the DOT sets a 5-year plan? In their meeting today?
You know, I think you're right, but I would have to double check that. I think today is the formal vote, but I'm not 100% sure on that. We talked about that when we went up to the last meeting, but I don't remember the date.
That means it's also David Rose's last meeting, then, Commissioner Rose.
Yeah, and Dan Wiedemeyer talked about going up, but I never heard from him, so
I don't
maybe
know if you meant or not.
Maybe I'm a day off. I'm not sure on that.
No,
it's today.
Yeah, what?
It's today. The meeting was today.
Okay.
For this morning.
All right. How's everything in the health department, Krista?
Good morning. We're keeping busy. With the water that's out there, the Iowa Department of Public Health really doesn't have any specific recommendations as far as immunizations, but they're encouraging everyone to make sure they're caught up with their immunizations. And a couple that people don't think about is tetanus. You're supposed to have that every 10 years, but we do have, so at our clinics, we're having, giving tetanus shots, TD. They're $25, so we have private purchase. Our clinics are from 1:30 to 4 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And also hepatitis B, that's something people don't think about often. That is a series of 3 shots. You know, again, this is one of those things where people encourage to be current or have their immunizations. And we do those for $45. So it's a series, they get one, and then in 30 days they get another hepatitis B, and then 5 months later another one. So all good immunizations, and lots of times, currently, a lot of the new young folks that are getting immunized, they get that. But for those of us that were immunized many years ago, if you're exposed to waters or body type fluids, when you're working in that kind of situation, it's a good to have. So really want to encourage everyone to be current on their immunizations. If anybody has questions, they can always call the health department. So that's what we're up to this time of the year.
Thank you. You don't do much, do you? Thanks, Leo. You're boring.
She's fast and I am fused. I like that before they come back.
Chris Lee, what's happening in conservation?
We are going to be working on our Skunk River Campground Sycamore Loop, main loop anyway, today. We're going to try and get that put back into shape. We'll have it open by the end of the week. Not going to do a whole heck of a lot. We're going to try to grade the gravel back up. Probably won't go adding a bunch of rock. We're at the end of the fiscal year, so we're about broke. And so we'll do what we can to kind of cobble it back together. We gotta get the power company down there. We had a giant tree come down on the power line right in the middle of the park and right down on our security light, and so all the power is off to the park, and so they'll have to come down and get that off the line, check, make sure everything's okay. We did get water up into some of our electric boxes, and so we'll have to test those out. Hopefully we can do that while the power company's down there. And as far as Maple Loop, I went down there yesterday and got to see it for the first time since this last biggest Skunk River flood has gone down and allowed us to get all the way in there. I was with Gina Harden and some of the folks from Homeland Security or where they were. It's worse now than it was after the first 3 floods that it went under. Part of the road, it's a big circle drive, the one closest to the river, there's a long section of it where the road's just gone. It's just a giant gorge now. It took all the base rock, it took all the rock, it's just, it's gone. The road's just a giant hole. So I don't know what, if anything's going to come of that part. For the time being, we're not going to worry about it. We'll get Sycamore Loop open. That's the one that's got all the electric sites. That's the most popular one anyway. And we need some more sites. Big Hollow has been full for, I don't know, since the start of summer. In fact, this week we had 3 campers show up Sunday afternoon just so that they could have a site for this following weekend. And they sat there and waited until people were pulling out of their sites. Checkout time is 3 o'clock. We had some people leaving at 5 minutes till 3, and there were 3 campers waiting to get sites for this week. And for next weekend, they're planning on just staying the whole time so that they have their sites left. I think we have 1 reservable site available for next weekend, and that might be the last of the reservables up through 4th of July. So plenty busy up there. The fish apparently are biting, judging by the number of fishermen out on the lake. I think my park ranger said at one point over the weekend he counted 56 boats in the parking lot, trucks and trailers in the parking lot. We did have a bass tournament this weekend that they did phenomenally well. I'm hearing the crappie are biting decent. We saw one angler come in with multiple catches of 15 plus inch crappie, which is pretty sizable. And so a lot of activity up there, so that's good.
We might want to enjoy that activity while we can, because I've got a feeling when Lake Geode opens back up, you're going to lose some of that.
Campers, we'll maybe see a little bit of a dip, but I honestly don't think that we're going to see a big dip in camping.
For the county's sake, I hope not.
Yeah. So for the last 3 weekends in a row, we've turned away at least a dozen campers that wanted to come into our park. And that doesn't count the number of phone calls we get throughout the week that call and check to see if there's spots available. I mean, we haven't had a spot available after Wednesday for, since early May, probably. And so I think there's enough people standing in line that even if some folks do go over to geo, it'll end up modulating. But I don't see us not being close to full or relatively full every summer from here on out. I mean, we've got a lot of things that geo doesn't have. It's, I mean, we're looking at several years before geo has a viable lake, you know, at least as far as angling and water recreation goes. So I'm not too worried about that in the near term. And I mean, the reality is we've got a heck of a park, and we're really establishing ourselves as the place to go.
So, geo gone back down?
It's pretty full. I was through there yesterday.
Yeah.
It's about 3 foot, I'd say, maybe or more below the spillway now, but it's pretty full. In fact, somebody told me it got all the way to the spillway level.
Yeah, it did.
So.
Well, it was going over the spillway about like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it'll be a while on that one. So I'm not too concerned for the foreseeable future.
Fishing's not very good from what I'm told.
Yeah, I'll bet not. It had to grow fast. That car thing's reading plenty.
All things are going well. I have several subdivisions out for review. I have a couple on the agenda, I would think, for next week. And probably a couple more the week after, but we'll see. See as the comments come in and where things play out. Just still getting a lot of phone calls about subdivisions or building permits. I think weather's getting nicer. Flooding's moved away for the time being, so I think people are a little more active. And
time being, do you know something?
Just never know when it's going to start raining again.
That's right. If I hadn't bet, it's going to turn hot and dry.
I was out the other day and the grass starts turning brown already. And start thinking you're in a drought.
You're falling too close then.
So you just never know with the weather. But yeah, things have been pretty busy, pretty active, and I'll have a couple agenda items here, I think, in the next few weeks.
Okay. Colin, IT.
Keeping busy like always. Trying to get some of the older equipment swapped out before the end of the year. Trying to get our software up to date. But other than that, nothing really new to report. So.
Yeah, thank you. Cheryl.
Have an agenda item.
Good, you're not. I thought maybe you were here to straighten us out.
Yeah.
Ken.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go through your names.
Yeah, that's all right. The Mental Health Disability Services Region, Southeast Iowa Link, will have our monthly meetings tomorrow, and so we'll finish up our contracts. We've got a few more contracts to have the governing board approve, and then we'll do a lot of talking about children's mental health still, which, you know, we've invited principals now of schools in our 8-county region, and AEAs and, you know, providers of children's services to just start talking about children's services. It's the legislature didn't do an appropriation for the regions this year, so we're still waiting on the funding part of it. But we're trying to get people together and start designing a children's services system. So yeah, it's exciting. It's, as long as the money comes through to do some good for the children and don't take it away from the adults with disabilities, then it'll be a good thing. So.
I think they're gonna have to give you some money for children because they're taking away from other departments.
Yeah. Yeah, so DHS, I think, has appropriated their portion, but they haven't appropriated anything for the regions, so we want to see that. And Medicaid, they've appropriated some for Medicaid. But, so.
Don't cross your fingers, hold your breath.
Yeah, I'll wait until I see the money.
You ever think, Jim?
No.
All righty. We'll move on to discussion vote. Resolution to approve. Appropriations. Wait a minute. I better go back to correspondence. Anybody got correspondence?
No.
I don't have one. Well, I do have one. There was one, somebody called in, left a telephone message warning us that we shouldn't let the drag driver down through Geode because the road across the dam is such bad shape. Well, it's not going there anyway. So we're in pretty good shape.
About a number of comments from people. about the route on Bridgeport, and I'll remind people that RAGBI really takes no input and pays no attention to our comments when they choose their route. So I don't have a lot of sympathy for the route. We're gonna do what we can, but you know, we just spent 4 weeks taking on flood damage, and we don't have the bodies to do what we need to do. So we're gonna do what we can, but we have routes. We told them about other routes that they could use that were in better shape, and you know, there was no conversation. So we didn't ask them to go there.
Talk about your routes in better shape. Thank you for filling them two holes that I'm gonna plant flowers in by Casey.
Well, I will, that credit goes to the two summer kids that are probably gonna spend their entire summer filling potholes, so I will pass it on. But
they did a good job.
So I have to give Bob credit for that, because since I couldn't get you last time, I had him show me where the holes were that you guys were worried about. But they were out working anyway, so that's where one of their targets.
Good.
They didn't look near as deep as when you got right stop next to them as they felt like when you went through them.
It felt like they was
out deep. Grand Canyon. Anyway, thank you. All right, Cheryl. We'll let you have your
report. All right, Bob. It's that time of year where you guys need to approve the appropriations for spending next fiscal year. We have $48,051,961 in appropriations for next year. Out of that, $40,279,267 is county. The rest of it is for the fiscal agents that we write checks for. They bring their money into the county and deposit it with the treasurer, and then the auditor's office writes out their claims and pays their bills. So I'm asking that you approve this.
Okay.
Move to approve.
Second. Carrie?
Jim Carrie?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Resolution, inter-fund transfer.
This resolution is for Brian for secondary roads.
Pardon me?
I said this resolution is for funds for Brian for secondary roads.
And we appreciate your passing it.
I expect you to do, and along with all those people that drive those roads.
They appreciate it also, whether they realize it or not.
Move to approve that resolution. Do you want me to rate it? Whereas it is desired to authorize the county auditor to periodically transfer sums from the general basic fund, rural services fund, to the secondary road fund during the 19-20 fiscal year, and whereas said transfers must be in accordance with section 331.429 of the 2017 Code of Iowa. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors the following. The total maximum transfer from the general basic fund to the secondary road fund for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2019, shall not exceed $279,983, and the total maximum transfer from the Rural Services Fund to the Secondary Road Fund for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2019, shall not exceed $1,924,189. Section 2, within 5 working days of being notified of the appropriation of current property taxes to the General Basic and Rural Services Fund, County Auditor, shall order a transfer from said funds to the County Road Fund. Section 3, notwithstanding the provisions of Section 2 of this resolution, total transfers to the Secondary Road Fund shall not exceed the amount in Section 1. Section 4, with notwithstanding the provisions of Section 2, and the amount of a transfer shall not exceed available funds balances in the transferring fund. Section 5, the County Auditor is directed to correct her books with said operating transfers are made to notify the Treasurer and the County Engineer of the amounts transferred. Above forego resolution is submitted to the Board of Supervisors by the County Auditor in accordance with Section 331-429 of the 2017 Code of Iowa on the 11th day of June 2019, and we're getting ready to vote. And you made the motion, and I seconded the motion, and Terry's going to call for the roll.
Okay. Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Thank you.
I would think. Spend it wisely, Buster.
We try.
That pothole hadn't been fixed, might have been a different road today.
See if we can sell those flowers and make a little money. In all honesty, though, I will mention, not all counties give all the funding that they can to their road departments, and this county does, and I think I'm biased, but I think we make good use of it, and I think people are about it, are pleased, and would like us to do more, as is typical, but there are plenty of counties out there that don't give 100% of that money, and that hamstrings departments.
I would say without that appropriation, there would not be very much dust control.
There wouldn't be much of anything, so it's a big deal. Yeah. It's a big part of the puzzle.
Okay, approval of a quick claim deed near Mill Dam Road. Do you want to talk about that?
I will briefly summarize this. This is current day paperwork for past stuff that's already done. To give you a little bit of an idea, and this is well before my time, Highway 99 didn't used to be where 99 is now, in the Flint, where it crossed Flint Creek. If you know where Beams Welding is on Mill Dam Road, 99 used to, I'm sure Mr. Courtney and then some other folks remember, used to go up and cross an old bridge up in that neck of the woods.
Why'd you pick me?
Huh?
Why'd you pick me?
I don't know. Because you're in front of me, you're closest.
It was old. I mean, going by old.
No, I wouldn't dare say old.
Good idea.
I'll say it for you.
I honestly don't remember that guy.
You don't? Okay. Well, anyway, there's an old bridge back. It used to be an old bridge back in there, and it used to cut across through there, and then eventually it came back over to where current Highway 99 is. It hasn't been there for a long time, obviously. Back in 1987, the county board came along and formalized the road vacation of that, which I think was well after the tell him I'll talk to him later.
Says it's a scam.
I think the road vacation came well after the road. It was just a cleanup paperwork back then. Well, counties aren't required to do quick claim deeds when you do road vacations. And I think it's interesting because actually the other part of that is Highway 99 was a state road. So I don't know if a portion of that was maybe considered county at one time. I haven't put that much in-depth research into it because it's not a county road anymore. And so the time and effort isn't justifiable there. But back in 1987, the board came along, did a road vacation to vacate the easement, and basically walked away from it. However, the Beams are doing, there's a subdivision involving the Beams property, and it all has to do with the shooting range and all that sort of stuff out there. Their attorney, their real estate attorney, wanted their property records, or their abstract, essentially cleaned up. And in their world, what they wanted was a quitclaim done from the county to the Beams property of the portion of that road easement that was vacated in 1987 that belongs to the Beams. So we're...
Now we would legally collect taxes on it, right?
Well, we could legally collect them before, because we're not required by law to do quitclaim deeds on that. So, okay. So anyway, my policy on that, and you've seen this happen before, is that if somebody's willing to pay an attorney to draw up the quitclaim deeds, I'm willing to run it through the Board of Supervisors, and it allows everybody to clean things up. So their attorney drew it up, prepared it. You can, all the paperwork's in front of you. It doesn't change anything. We've already vacated, so I'd recommend approval.
Okay,
and I think what Tom, as the chairman, has to sign the deed, and myself as the auditor has to.
Okay, so we're gonna leave it blank, right?
So you can approve it, and I mean, it has Tom Broker, because he's the chair. I'm not sure that that can't be the vice chair in the situation, but either way, that's...
Yeah. Okay.
Because he's even got an affidavit on there that a notary, and they've got both of our names on there, so...
Okay, all right. You approve this?
Well, maybe this ought to be run through when Tom's there.
No, we can do it.
No, you guys can still approve it. It's just that he's the one that's going to have to sign the document.
Put everybody in mind that he...
I don't think there's a problem with you guys approving it, and I don't think there's a problem with Tom signing it later. So, as far as I'm aware, and now Terry can speak to that otherwise. But.
Second, Terry.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
And Terry, once Tom's had a chance to sign that and stuff and it's recorded, would you let me know, and I'll get a copy of it over to the attorney?
Okay, so you want me to go ahead and record it then?
If you would. Since you're gonna have to track Tom down anyway. Thank you.
Okay, approval of appointment letters. That's points. Let's everybody be employed for the county that was covered, employed last year.
Approved.
Second, Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Amazing secondary road paper to use.
Hey there.
Kind of like our Sunday funnies.
I can fit it up if that's what you want.
We'll say quality paper for quality program.
There you go. Top notch. Only the best.
Then that means that the Hawkeye's funny is more interesting than the rest of them, huh?
I think that's true.
They use cardboard for their funnies anymore, don't they?
I don't
Sunday?
Know.
read the funnies, do you? You just read the serious.
No, my wife was the manager, she pulled that up, I cannot believe.
Talk to Leah.
Oh, Leah.
Well, just my own, I just read the one. And the system, I read the system, the public system.
Make sure they put in there what you wrote.
Do you have these on order, Terry?
They used to be.
Thank you, Jill.
We're doing our best to scrim up for you.
That's okay.
Personnel actions, correction of the center. Got an offer, correctional officer is resigning. And Robert Kirby Cornick, courthouse security resigned resignation.
That's what the sheriff's office.
Want to throw the sheriff's office in there too?
I think the correctional officer, they only got one there, Bob.
Well then, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, sheriff's office, correction office, approve them.
Move them, approve them with the correction and the sheriff's office, go ahead and approve them, yes.
All right, second that, Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes. They are both resignations, right?
Yeah. They are. Check that out.
Engineer's office, Travis Hall. He's a rehire of seasonal worker. Engineer's office, Eric Meyer. Marshall, excuse me. And his new rate is $9.50 an hour.
These are our two summer kids.
Okay.
Move for both of them.
Okay, second, Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes. Reports. We have the recorder's monthly report for May and general assistance monthly report for May. And these reports will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing pleasure. Minutes for the regular meeting on June 4th.
Move to approve.
Second, Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes. Other business. Okay. And I don't either. Future agenda items. All right. Committee reports. on this one? I don't recall any either. Okay. Public input. Anybody from the public wishing to address the board? Please stand up, state your name and address for the record. Seeing Tom didn't rise.
I can give you a report on last night's work session at the school board.
I didn't want it. Thanks anyway.
It's okay.
With an eye, we're out of here.